Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
Today we are in Isaiah chapter 33 and 34. We'll listen to our guest reader, Denise Washington Blomberg, read chapter 33, and then we'll listen to Faith Comes by Hearing's rendition of chapter 34. Let's listen in to Denise on Isaiah chapter 33.
Isaiah 33. Ah, you destroyer, who yourself have not been destroyed, you traitor, whom none has betrayed. When you have ceased to destroy, you will be destroyed. And when you have finished betraying, they will betray you. O Lord, be gracious to us. We wait for you. Be our arm every morning, our salvation in the time of trouble. At the tumultuous noise, peoples flee. When you lift yourself up, nations are scattered, and your spoil is gathered as the caterpillar gathers. As locusts leap, it is leapt upon. The Lord is exalted, for he dwells on high. He will fill Zion with justice and righteousness, and he will be the stability of your times. Abundance of salvation, wisdom, and knowledge. The fear of the Lord is Zion's treasure. Behold, their heroes cry in the streets. The envoys of peace weep bitterly. The highways lie waste. The traveler ceases. Covenants are broken. Cities are despised. There is no regard for man. The land mourns and languishes. Lebanon is confounded and withers away. Sharon is like a desert, and Bashan and Carmel shake off their leaves. Now I will arise, says the Lord. Now I will lift myself up. Now I will be exalted. You conceive chaff, you give birth to stubble. Your breath is a fire that will consume you, and the peoples will be as if burned to lime, like thorns cut down that are burned in the fire. Hear you who are far off what I have done, and you who are near, acknowledge my might. The sinners in Zion are afraid, trembling has seized the godless. Who among us can dwell with the consuming fire? Who among us can dwell with everlasting burnings? He who walks righteously and speaks uprightly, who despises the gain of oppressions, who shakes his hands lest they hold a bribe, who stops his ears from hearing of bloodshed and shuts his eyes from looking on evil, he will dwell on the heights. His place of defense will be the fortresses of rocks. His bread will be given him. His water will be sure. Your eyes will behold the king in his beauty. They will see a land that stretches afar. Your heart will muse on the terror. Where is he who counted? Where is he who weighed the tribute? Where is he who counted the towers? You will see no more the insolent people, the people of an obscure speech that you cannot comprehend, stammering in a tongue that you cannot understand. Behold Zion, the city of our appointed feasts. Your eyes will see Jerusalem, an untroubled habitation, an immovable tent, whose stakes will never be plucked up, nor will any of its cords be broken. But there the Lord in majesty will be for us, a place of broad rivers and streams, where no galley with oars can go, nor majestic ship can pass. For the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our king. He will save us. Your cords hang loose. They cannot hold the mast firm in its place, or keep the sail spread out. Then prey and spoil in abundance will be divided. Even the lame will take the prey. And no inhabitant will say, I am sick. The people who dwell there will be forgiven their iniquity.
Isaiah 34.
Draw near, O nations, to hear and give attention, O peoples. Let the earth hear, and all that fills it, the world, and all that comes from it. For the Lord is enraged against all the nations, and furious against all their host. He has devoted them to destruction, has given them over for slaughter. Their slain shall be cast out, and the stench of their corpses shall rise. The mountains shall flow with their blood. All the host of heaven shall rot away, and the skies roll up like a scroll. All their host shall fall as leaves fall from the vine, like leaves falling from the fig tree. For my sword has drunk its fill in the heavens. Behold, it descends for judgment upon Edom, upon the people I have devoted to destruction. The Lord has a sword. It is sated with blood. It is gorged with fat, with the blood of lambs and goats, with the fat of the kidneys of rams. For the Lord has a sacrifice in Bozrah, a great slaughter in the land of Edom. Wild oxen shall fall with them, and young steers with the mighty bulls. Their land shall drink its fill of blood, and their soil shall be gorged with fat. For the Lord has a day of vengeance, a year of recompense for the cause of Zion. And the streams of Edom shall be turned into pitch, and her soil into sulfur. Her land shall become burning pitch. Night and day it shall not be quenched. Its smoke shall go up forever. From generation to generation it shall lie waste. None shall pass through it forever and ever. But the hawk and the porcupine shall possess it. The owl and the raven shall dwell in it. He shall stretch the line of confusion over it, and the plumb line of emptiness. Its nobles, there is no one there to call it a kingdom, and all its princes shall be nothing. Thorns shall grow over its strongholds, nettles and thistles in its fortresses. It shall be the haunt of jackals, an abode for ostriches. And wild animals shall meet with hyenas. The wild goat shall cry to his fellow. Indeed, there the nightbird settles and finds for herself a resting place. There the owl nests and lays and hatches and gathers her young in her shadow. Indeed, there the hawks are gathered, each one with her mate. Seek and read from the book of the Lord. Not one of these shall be missing. None shall be without her mate. For the mouth of the Lord has commanded, and his spirit has gathered them. He has cast the lot for them. His hand has portioned it out to them with the line. They shall possess it forever. From generation to generation they shall dwell in it.
Chapter 33 and chapter 34 give us a pretty clear choice, don't they? One is to walk with the Lord and depend on the Lord. The other is to be judged by God himself. Let's look at the good news first in chapter 33. Let's look at verse 2. O Lord, be gracious to us. We wait for you. Be our arm every morning, our salvation in the time of trouble. Verses 5 and 6. The Lord is exalted, for he dwells on high. He will fill Zion with justice and righteousness, and he will be the stability of your times, abundance of salvation, wisdom, and knowledge. The fear of the Lord is Zion's treasure. That's how it can be as we depend on the Lord. Let's keep going. Verse 10. Now I will arise, says the Lord. Now I will lift myself up. Now I will be exalted. Let's go over to verse 20. I've often said that the safest place on earth is Jerusalem. Now you might think I'm crazy, but all the world may disappear, but Jerusalem will be there at the end. Let's see what the Word of God says. Behold, Zion, the city of our appointed feast. Your eyes will see Jerusalem, an untroubled habitation, an immovable tent, whose stakes will never be plucked up, nor will any of its cords be broken. Yes, friends, Jerusalem may be the safest place on earth. It will be there in the end. And finally, verse 22 of chapter 33. For the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our king, he will save us. Chapter 33 begs us to come back to the Lord, begs us to have relationship with God Almighty. And he wants it. He wants it from us, and he wants to be our God. But the contrast is chapter 34. Let's look at verse 2. For the Lord is enraged against all the nations and furious against all their host. He has devoted them to destruction. He has given them over for slaughter. Their slain shall be cast out, and the stench of their corpses shall rise. The mountains shall flow with their blood. All the host of heaven shall rot away, and the skies roll up like a scroll. Oh, that we would not face the judgment of God. Let's go on to verse 8. For the Lord has a day of vengeance, a year of recompense for the cause of Zion. Let's go on to verse 11. He shall stretch the line of confusion over it and the plumb line of emptiness. I need to stop there and say, is that what your life is like? Confusion and emptiness? Go back to chapter 33, friends. Call upon the name of the Lord. Get close to God once again. Let him erase the confusion and fill your emptiness with his love. And finally, this great advice in chapter 34, verse 16. Seek and read from the book of the Lord. That's what we're doing. That's what Ad Bible's all about. Staying in the word of the Lord. Seek and read from the book of the Lord. Father, you give us a choice today. You give us the contrast of how you want us to be close to you and you want to be close to us in chapter 33. But if not, and by our choice, then you will judge. You become furious. You become enraged at those who don't want a relationship with you. So, Lord, we pray. We commit to follow you, to stay close to you, to seek you. Hear our prayers, Lord. Guide our steps. Direct our paths. Help us be a light shining in the darkness of this world. Help us pull others toward you and away from your judgment. Give us strength, Lord, and power to do this. In Jesus' name, amen.